There is nothing we will face this year that we can't handle with God's help. As long as the Lord is by our side, we have nothing to fear.
Welcome to Tell Podcasts. You're listening to encouraging words from Pastor Davison, bringing you truth and peace through God's Word. In this episode, we talk about facing challenges. What does the Bible say about facing challenges even when we are the most afraid? Think, evaluate, learn, lead. T-E-L-L. Tell. Now here's Pastor Davison showing us what the Bible says about having confidence in Christ. Thanks for listening.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, or the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever, indeed wherever you go, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. In our background scripture, we find that Moses, the great leader of Israel, was dead. Joshua, one of the two faithful spies, was the new leader. He and Caleb were all that remained of the people from 40 years ago. God raised up Moses to lead his people out of the bondage and slavery of Egypt to take them to the promised land. God had given it to them. In a matter of days, they left Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, and stood on Canaan's border. God had given them this land and they didn't take it. They were afraid, even with God going before them. So they timidly sent 12 men to spy out the land, one from each tribe. After they returned, 10 of the men shared fearful reports of giants in the land and fortified cities. Joshua and Caleb reported grape clusters so large it took 2 men to carry them. They said the land was lush and rich and fertile. Yes, there were giants and fortified cities, but God was greater than the enemy. They recommended taking the land immediately. The people rejected their report and rebelled against Moses and God. As a result, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until the entire nation died out one by one. Even Moses was gone. Now they once again stood on the border of the promised land, the land God had promised them. As I have thought about this incident, it reminded me of us. There will be giants in the land. There will be giant problems. There will be giant threats of destruction. There will be giant obstacles to overcome. Do you watch the news and follow the political landscape in the world? It makes me so depressed and negative and leaves me so gloomy that I can only take so much of it. It's like listening to the 10 frightened spies. They spread their fear to everyone and cast doubts over the promises of God. Like the children of God about to go into the frightening promised land, we stand on the brink of a frightening new year. If we are going to go into it and take it, we will have to have four things to make it. And number one is hope. Someone defined hope as a trusting expectation that God will keep his word. Life is very hard when one is without hope. That is the simple reason people commit suicide. They have come to believe that the future will hold more of the same pain as the present, or even worse. The 10 fearful spies feared death and destruction for the future instead of the blessings God promised them. In other words, they choose to believe their doubts and fears and what they dreaded rather than God. And God withdrew his blessing from them. Dear friends, we have to be hopeful. We need to anticipate God's blessings and trust his promises. There may be a fiery furnace ahead for some. Others may face a lion's den or a Goliath, but God is able. Jesus' last words, according to Matthew, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." And also the writer to the Hebrews, chapter 13, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you." And then Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Dear friends, God repeats that he promised to Joshua as they are about to enter the promised land. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Verse 5 of our text. My brothers and sisters, there is nothing we will face this year that we can't handle with God's help. As long as the Lord is by our side, we have nothing to fear. As long as Jesus walks beside us, we have hope. As long as Jesus reached down and pulled up Peter when he doubted and fell into the cold, dangerous water, so Jesus will always reach down and save us when we lift our hands to him. Take that hope with you as you walk boldly into the new year. Number two, purpose. Without purpose, you wander aimlessly, waiting for death to end your meaningless existence. When God calls us, he always gives us a purpose. The children of Israel were given the purpose of entering into the land and conquering it. They rejected God's purpose for their lives and they wandered aimlessly in the desert for 40 years. I think a lot of people live their lives that way, just wandering aimlessly with no purpose or plan. And God said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29 verse 11. And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." My dear friend, do you understand and believe that you have a purpose in life? God has you here for a purpose. There is a reason and purpose for you. If you don't know what that purpose is, pray until God reveals it to you. The new year lies before us, inviting us, challenging us, beckoning us to come. We can choose fear and wander aimlessly, or we can place our hope in God and fulfill the purpose He has for us. Dear friend, take hope and purpose with you. The third one is faith. The third thing you will need is faith. Faith is a result of God giving you a promise or directions and you trusting Him, believing Him and obeying. Faith is preceded by God revealing His will to you, you believing believing God, trusting Him and doing that thing He asks you to do. Do you see the children of Israel lacked faith? God gave them instructions, revealed His will to them, and they didn't believe Him. They trusted their own wisdom and intellect and refused to go in and possess the land. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. And Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, the righteous will live by faith. Therefore, brothers and sisters, as we face the new year, we need to face it with faith in God. We need to believe His promises. We need to trust His love. We need to do His will. Without faith, we can do nothing. Without faith, we can't please God. But if we will have faith, Jesus said that nothing will be impossible to us. He said we can move mountains. He said that if we are faithful, one day we will hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. Matthew 25, verse 21 and 23. Brothers and sisters, we need hope. We need purpose. We need faith. And one more thing, courage. Someone defined courage as not a lack of fear, but moving ahead in spite of your fear. Caleb and Joshua saw the same things that the other spies saw, but they saw through eyes of hope and faith, so they also had courage. Hopelessness and faithlessness makes all of us cowards. We live fearful, empty lives. But with the courage, Daniel was able to rebel against the government, even though it meant he would be thrown into a lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were able to defy the king, even though they knew they would be thrown into a fiery furnace. Faith and hope gave David purpose and courage, and he was able to face the giant Goliath and do the impossible. The Holy Spirit gave Peter courage after he had doubted and lied in fear. God brought him back and gave him the courage to preach to the very ones who had killed Jesus and who had frightened him so badly. The result was that God was glorified and thousands of people turned to the Lord. Do you understand that when you act boldly, faithfully, and obediently, it results in bringing glory to God? Moses had led God's people for decades, and now it was time to enter the promised land. But because of a moment of faithlessness, he would not be sharing in that blessing. So he brought Joshua to him and said, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to place our hope and faith in the Lord and fulfill the purpose He has for us this coming year. We won't face it alone. He will be with us all the way. Let's go out in His strength, confidently and courageously, and conquer whatever may come our way. In Jesus' name, the Epiphany Lord, we pray and praise Him. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to Tell Podcasts.
TEL's mission is simple, teaching you the real gospel so you can teach others. Remember, truth brings peace. For more about TEL, visit us on Facebook or at telnetwork.org.